The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right and a good and joyful thing, always and everywhere, to give thanks to you, Almighty God, Creator of heaven and earth. In the beginning, you swept over the face of the waters and poured out your love over the formless void, ordering creation to bring forth life. You formed us in your image and provided for us from the fruits of creation. Even when we turn away and our love failed, your love remained steadfast, sustaining us and give us life. When we were thirsty, you brought water from a rock. When we were hungry, you fed us manna from heaven. When we were questioned your provision, you gave us grape of evidence of the promised land. And so, with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna. Holy are you, and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. When we turn aside from your way and abuse your gifts, you gave us in him your crowning gifts. Divine love poured out in human form. Christ fed hungry, healed the sick, ate with the scorned and forgotten, and taught us how to love through his actions. By the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, you gave a birth to your church. Deliver us from enslavement to sin and death, and made with us new covenant by water and the Spirit. On the night, Jesus took the bread, gave thanks to you, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." When the supper was over, he took the cup and gave thanks to you, gave it to his disciples and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." And so, in remembrance of all these, your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice, in union with Christ's offering for us, as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died, Christ is risen, Christ is... As Christ's divine love poured out for us, came to show us how to love one another. Pour out your Holy Spirit on this gathered here, on this gift of bread and wine. Make them be for us the body and the blood of Christ, that we may be for your world of the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood and called to love one another as Christ loves us. By your Spirit, make us one in Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world, until Christ comes in a final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit in your holy church. All honor and glory is yours, Almighty God, now and forever. Amen. In our United Methodist Church practice, we are doing open table, which means everybody, anyone who wants to receive the bread and cup will come forward, be able to receive the communion. Let us pray. Eternal God, we give you thanks for this holy mystery in which you have given yourselves to us. O God, help us to feel the joy of union with you. Help us to feel your grace and love as we received these elements as we go to the world. Grant us, O God, when we go to the world, grant us your strength of your Spirit, and so that we can give ourselves for others. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.